T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think he's on every year on this day because he's usually playing for the championship on this day. As a matter of fact, there's only 3 teams in the country that right now are going for 4 straight conference titles, and that's Iona, Kentucky, and Gonzaga. Gonzaga's, I think, going for 6 in a row. They were 2-9. Amazingly, Monmouth is 0-12, so they're 2-21 between them. Iona was 5-6 in the middle of February and in 7th place, and is playing for the championship again, which has become a fixture. So he won the Coach of the Year again, which he's done before. And they're looking to become the first team to go to the NCAA tournament 4 straight years from our area since Seton Hall did it in the early 90s. So impressive stuff for Mr. Kloos, who joins us now as he gets his Iona team ready for the big game tonight against Monmouth. So if I said you and Monmouth were going to play for the title about a month ago, what would you have done? Lock me up?
Pretty much, Mike, pretty much.
What a comeback. What a year, huh? I mean, you opened 2-9. Now, I know you played a lot of road games, but I mean, I didn't talk to you, but I remember looking at you, as I always do with you, and I said, my God, Iona must be terrible. I'm looking at this. They're losing. And then I watched it. I saw you. I always look for your scores, and I look, and you're starting to win, coming on, and then obviously this weekend. So, first of all, you can't be surprised you're here every year, but this was a different route, huh?
Yeah, it was a really different route. Like I said, we had a really tough non-league schedule. I think only 2 games at home, 1 to start the season and 1 a month and a half later. So we were on the road for about 3 straight weeks or 4 straight weeks. We had a lot of injuries and illnesses, lost 2 kids for the year, and our kids have battled back, so I'm really, really proud of the effort they put in to find a way to win and compete.
And how about Monmouth? They opened 0-12.
Yeah, it's pretty
wild. That's unbelievable. And here you are. Your league's always tough. It's always a tough league. It's a tough conference tournament. They're all tough to win, these small conference tournaments. But, I mean, this is a wild game tonight. Very interesting. Fascinating to me with everything your team's done. So what's been the key, other than your coaching, what's been the key for you guys turning it around this year?
Well, it has been my coaching, that's for sure. It's been the man above and my players working their tails off, and my assistant coaches just putting in a tremendous amount of time trying to get them better. And I think just like Monmouth, both teams are trying to find themselves early, and we both have hit our stride right now, and we're just kind of looking forward to a great game tonight.
How many guys do you go deep with this team?
Mike, with all the injuries, I only got 8 players suited up.
And how has that affected these last couple of nights? I mean, have you been able to get any rest? I mean, did you win any of these games? I'm trying to think if you won a blowout in the first round or something. I don't remember.
Nah, the first round was a 1-point game last night, even though it was 13. It was a fairly close, you know.
So you've had to play your players so you haven't got any rest. Do you worry about fatigue with your guys tonight?
You do, but you hope the adrenaline of the situation takes over. And, you know, it's 40 last minutes, to get to the NCAA tournament. So if you can't dig deep there, you can never dig deep.
Well, that's it's an amazing run. I'm sure, you know, listen, this is old hat for you. You've done this every year. I mean, this is your, I think, is this a 6th straight appearance in this game? I think it is, right?
It's 7th straight.
7th straight. Excuse me, I don't want to sell you short. So 7th straight. You've won 3 straight. So you're used to this game. But when did this game become a reality for you? When did you think, or was it always a reality for you?
You know, I thought when we were losing some games early on and we were close and guys were out of the lineup, I was just wanted to see what we'd be like when we got healthier, when we could actually get some practices together and see what we were. And I had enough confidence in our guys that if we kept working, we'd have a chance in every game. And that's all we wanted. So we knew going into the playoffs, if we get on a little bit of a roll here and we get a little confidence in ourselves, we have as good a chance as anyone this year. It's been a different year in the MAC, like you said. So I think it was wide open, and it's coming down to 2 teams who are playing the best basketball at the right time.
Corkin, of course, with Timmy Klus, who does an incredible job with this team. He just has won wherever he's been his whole life. So he's been that kind of coach no matter where he's done. He's done a great job, and he's done a great job with this Iona team as he tries to guide them to the NCAA tournament for the fourth straight year. You've taken your last three teams to the tournament. How is this team different, if it is different?
The difference is just lack of depth in all fairness and the struggles we had to start. We had a lot more options in the past as far as if somebody on the starting lineup wasn't playing well, we could go to the bench and get a lift off our bench offensively. We don't have that right now. Guys coming off the bench for us that we have left are guys who have to bring the defensive effort and, you know, can make a shot here or there, but they're more about coming in and giving us effort on the defensive end. So our mainstay players have to be big for us tonight.
And McGill's been there through all of these, right? He's been there. This is his fourth one in a row, right?
Right. He's done a tremendous job. And him and E.J. Crawford, I think the two of them really helped turn our season around by getting the other guys on track the right way and getting them to continue to work hard and believe and never quit.
Was the tournament, was it wide open going into it? Was there a team to beat going into the conference tournament? Where did you finish? Third or fourth? Did you finish third or fourth?
We ended up, believe it or not, we came in first. We went on a...
you wound up finishing first?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. Oh, so you actually made it all the way back to the top in this league this year. Wow.
Yeah, we won our last seven, I believe. Seven in a row to come and end up first by a game. It was four teams, one game behind, and another team two games behind.
Wow. So it was a lot jam at the top. So there wasn't one team that – was there one team in the regular season that just stood out or not really?
Not really. In the preseason, you know, people thought it was going to be Ryder, and Ryder had a lot of talent, but there was a lot of teams that just found ways to win.
And you've won how many games in a row now, nine?
Yes.
Wow, that's a heck of a turnaround. It really is remarkable. I mean, can you sense – that there's this kind of toughness that has just developed in this group, in that when you get this kind of streak going where they just, you know, they figure out a way, they're going to find a way to win these games?
You know, there's no doubt they believe in themselves a lot more and that they're fighting through adversity. And what I like, when you go to the bench, we have a bad moment, we call a timeout. It used to be just me getting on guys all the time. Now the players are constructively criticizing each other and taking it the right way and trying to do better instead of being upset that someone's telling them they're doing something wrong. So there's been a lot of growth in our plays, and I'm really proud of them.
Did you have a moment this year where even you lost some confidence in this group? I mean, did that happen this year?
Mike, I wouldn't say I never gave up on them because they never gave up, in fairness. But with everything we were going through, I think I was checking the classifieds ads for bars for sale in case I needed another job at the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the case. Now, you play Mama twice. You beat him up in your place 103-84. You play him a 1.80-point game in their place, beat him by a bucket. They lost to him by a bucket. So they beat you by a bucket in their place. You beat him in your place. Should we expect that kind of game up in the high 80s again tonight?
You know, it'll be really interesting because we haven't played each other in almost 2 months now. So the first time we played was the first league game for both of us, and we were both in a bad way. And I think the second time we played, they were a little better. We were still finding ourselves. Right now, they're a lot better, and I think we're a lot better. So I know defensively, normally a lot of these games take a defensive presence in the playoffs. But I wouldn't doubt the way both teams like to push the ball that we can see some scoring tonight.
Well, listen, everyone knows your style is to play that way. I mean, you want to play up tempo. You like to play that way. Teams like to shoot the ball and shoot the three and do pretty much the way the modern game is played. You always play that way. So I think they expect that out of your teams. And they also expect your teams to win. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, think about it. Only two other teams in the country, programs in the country, have a chance this year to go four straight conference titles. You, Gonzaga, which has gone six and probably will go seven, and Kentucky, which is Kentucky. So, I mean, that's a heck of an achievement. It really is.
That's pretty cool. Thanks. I appreciate it.
I mean, that's unbelievable. I didn't even realize that until I was just looking it up. I didn't even realize that was only three teams in the whole country. That's pretty impressive. It really is. You've gotten something really built there that's lasted. You know, you've done – how many years you've been there now?
It's my ninth year.
Wow. It really is. It's that long ago. Jeez, you know that?
Yeah, it goes quick.
It really does. And does this team remind you of any? You've had a lot of successful teams. You've had a team, you know, your teams have been fixtures at the top of that league. Does this team remind you of any of your other teams or not really?
Yeah, it reminds me of one of my teams that we had that we were losing a lot of close games early in the year and probably lost four in a row by between 1 and 3 points with guys hitting half-court shots, one guy in a three-quarter court shot. And we found a way to come back and right the ship and win the tournament and get to the tournament that year. So I'm hoping this team resembles that team completely.
Do you have an unsung kind of lunch pail guy who made a difference on this team this year? Is there a glue guy?
Yeah, there's a guy, Tuan Agee, is a big, who's a first-year guy. He's a junior college transfer, and he's gotten better and better as the season's gone along. And I think he's really, really helped, that we're smaller now, especially losing our backup big, that he's had to manhandle the inside part of the game. He's ended up leading the league in rebounding, so I'm really proud of him for that. But I think a lot of our guys take that lunch pail mentality, and so a lot of our other players that I haven't mentioned, you know, the reason we're winning is because they're out there competing their tails off every day.
Well, listen, it's already been a heck of a story. I mean, it's a heck of a season for both you guys to see. This is why you don't quit in college basketball. I mean, it's a long season and it changes. You guys were combined 2-21, and you're both playing now for a chance to go to the NCAA tournament tonight. That's a heck of an achievement. It really is. I mean, that says a lot
cool
about
story.
Turning it around. You know that?
Yeah, it does. And you know what? Like you said, don't give up, and that's what we preach to our players. And hopefully they take that on in life, which is well beyond basketball.
Well, listen, congratulations. Good luck tonight. If you win as you usually do, we will chat with you about your, what do you figure? You figure you're 15 or 16 if you're in the tournament?
I'm sure we're probably a playing game situation in our league this year.
All right. Well, you never know. You know, that's not the worst thing in the world either. So
yeah. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. Just want to win tonight. Well, good luck tonight. We'll be watching.
Thanks,
Tim.
I
very much.
You and your family are well. Be well.
Thank you. Be well. Tim Kloos, superb coach. You know that I've told you that from the days, for many, many years of me doing the show, since he was coaching high school. And he was, at St. Mary's in Manhasset, and, you know, basically no one wanted to play him because they just killed everybody. They used to have to, take the call off the dogs when they were there. And then they went to Post and did a great job there. Wherever he's coached, he's done a superb job. And think about it, seventh straight trip to this game, seventh straight. And this year they were 2-9. And Monmouth was 0-12, and they're in the championship game tonight in the MAC. And the only other teams that have won three of four straight conference tournaments are Gonzaga and Kentucky, who are going for four. Gonzaga's actually at six and counting. And obviously, Gonzaga just dominates their league. We know that. That's impressive for Kentucky, but Kentucky's there all the time, too. I do a tremendous job, obviously. So that game is 9 o'clock tonight on ESPN2. So Monmouth is a 4.5-point favorite over, Iona is a 4.5-point favorite over Monmouth. I have not seen either team play this year. I have not seen Iona play yet. They're 16-15. I have not seen Monmouth play. They're 14-20. So Iona's won 9 in a row to get to 16-15. I looked early in the year and I'm like, wow, look at the year Timmy's having. Man, I was going to call him and then I forgot about it and didn't call him. And then next thing I know, they're running and I look and say, wow, I've been watching them in this tournament. And I said, here they are in the finals again. When they won last night, I called Mons and said, get Kloos on tomorrow. We got to put him on. I would have squeezed King Rice in. I told him we would put the Monmouth coach up if he won. Obviously, if they win the game, we'll put them up. Because we'll put the winner up again anyway. So it's kind of a tradition to put Tim up this day. I've put him up every year that they get in this championship game. Every single year is kind of a tradition to do it. So he's back on again. And I didn't even realize it was seven straight years. Remarkable. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.